Gemara Nazir Daf Samecha Masechet dedicated for the Fuat Shelema Moshe Ben Dina El Narefanado Verekle Hasidah Bishmor Amen. Daf Leilu Nishmat Ovadia Ben Rina. So we'll start with the Mishnah today on Nun Tet Amud Bet, and this actually is a Mishnah that we learned on Daf Nun Vav regarding a Nazir that we have a Safek if he became Tameh, and when a Nazir becomes Tameh, so he has to go through a process that's called Giluah. He has to shave his hair and then grow his hair again and then shave it again as a Nazir Tahor. And he also has a Safek, this guy, if he became a Mitzora Muhlat. And the Mitzora Muhlat also has a process where he shaves his hair, he waits 7 days, and then he shaves his hair again. So this guy over here is a Nazir, that we have a Safek if he became Tameh, and we have a Safek if he became a Mitzora. Now a Mitzora, until he finishes his process of shaving his hair twice and bringing his korbanot, is not allowed to eat kadashim. He's not allowed to eat korbanot. So we want to know, how does this person who has these sefekot on him, how does he negotiate his safek mitzora? How does he negotiate when he can eat korbanot? How does he negotiate the safek of tum'at nazir? So we start. Nazir shaya tameh besafek u'muhlat besafek. That's the case we had. So what is the deen? Ochel bekadashim ahar shishim yom. So after 60 days, miman nafshach, he'll be able to eat kadashim. Because let's assume the worst. Let's assume that the guy was indeed a mitzora. So if he was a mitzora, so therefore his first shaving will be for the first shaving of a mitzora. Of course, that cannot really be done until 30 days. Because if he's not a mitzora, then he's a nazir tahor, and a nazir tahor is not allowed to shave his hair. So we have to wait at least 30 days just in case he is a nazir. Now, if he's a nazir, then after 30 days, good luck. So therefore, he shaves his hair as a nazir tahor. And if he's a mitzora, so that shaving is actually going to be the first shaving of a mitzora. And then he'll wait another 30 days. And either if he was a mitzora, that'll be the second shaving of mitzora. Or if he was a nazir tamer, that'll be the second shaving of the nazir. But that'll be for his nazir of tahara. But after 60 days, miman afshak for mitzora standpoint, he's definitely covered. Therefore, he could eat kadashim. The only thing that we have here is that he might be both. He might be a mitzora and he might be a nazir tameh. If that case, he needs four shavings. He needs two shavings for the nazir, which don't count for the two shavings for the mitzora, which don't count for the nazirut. That'll be the first two, and then he has to start his nazirut tameh, which is one for the tuma and one for the tahara. So technically, he's not going to be out of the woods until 120 days, and that's what the Mishnah then says. V'shetu yayinu mitameh lemetim, meaning he's able to drink wine and be mitameh to the metim, which is basically out of his nezirut. That'll be lahar me'av ve'esrim yom, after 120 days. Shetiglachat hanega dochet tiglachat hanazir. As we know, the regular rule is that shaving of mitzora overrides the nezirut, and therefore it's dochet, even though nazir is not allowed to shave. But we have a din that a mitzora overrides the nezirut. Bizman shehu vadai. But that's only when he's a vadai mitzora. If he's a vadai mitzora, for example, let's say a guy was a nazir, and then vadai he became a mitzora, so then he wouldn't have to wait 30 days. Let him shave right away. Or let him count 7 days to do his tahara of 3 and 7, and then he could shave right away. Because the din is a mitzora badai overrides nazir here, but we're not sure if he's a mitzora. So we can't tell the guy, become tahor on day 3 and 7 and cut your hair right away, because he might not be a mitzora. And if he's not a mitzora, he's not allowed to cut his hair during his nazirut. So that's why we said he has to wait at least 30 days, just in case he's a nazir, so at least his nazirut passed. Aval bezman shu safek, which is this case over here, eno dohe. That's basically why you have to wait all these days. The Gemara is going to tell us the different korbanot that he brings at each juncture, and we'll wait for that. And the Gemara begins, Tana b'me devarim amurim b'nzirut mu'etet. This is all talking about over here, nizirut mu'etet, which is a 30-day nizirut, like we said, 30. So therefore, will be 120 days. Avad bin nizirut bat shana. But let's say the nizirut was a nizirut meruba. The nizirut was a year nizirut. I'm going to be a nizir for a year. So then already, the numbers change. Ochel b'kadashim hashte shanim. So then he eats kadashim after 2 years. So whatever we said by 60 days now just apply to 2 years. V'shoteyana mitameh limitim nahar arba shanim. And then he's able to get out of his nizirut after 4 years. So basically, after year number one, it's his haircut for the first mitzorah. After year number two, it's for the second mitzorah. After year number three, it's for the first nazir tameh, maybe. And then for the nazir, tahor will be after the fourth. And from here, if you remember, we learned on Daf Nun Vav, we rejected Rav Chisda. Because originally we thought that when you have a nazirut merubah, so that you can count the days of mitzorah towards the nazirut. And then of Sheraviyah rejected it and said, no, there's no difference between nizirut mu'etet or nizirut merubah. Bottom line, the days of mitzorah are not counted towards as a matter of fact, you have to start again. Because over here you see you're doing 4 years. You're not overlapping any of the days and counting any of the days of mitzorah towards the nizirut. And now the Gemara is going to go systematically and tell us at each juncture, what korbanot do I bring after 30 days? What korbanot do I bring after 60 days? What korbanot do I bring after 90 days? What korbanot do I bring after 120 days? Because you have to remember that to get out of the woods for all these processes, it's not just enough counting days. You actually have to bring korbanot. The nazir has to bring korbanot if he's tahor. Right? He has to bring the korban ola. He has to bring a korban hatat. And he has to bring a korban shelamim. And then if he's a nazir, that's tameh. He also has to bring a korban hatat and a korban asham. And if he's a mitzorah, he has to bring sipurim. He has to bring birds, right? Hat le'olav, hat le'hatat. So we have to figure out over here, what korbanot does he bring at what juncture? And then the question is going to be, and what do they serve? What exactly are they trying to accomplish at each juncture? So let's read the Braita. Everything is really going to be spelled out in the Gemara. So there's no room for imagination over here. V'tani ala u'migaleach arbatig l'chayot. In this case over here, in the case of, let's say the 30, 30, 30, 30, has to four haircuts. Tiglachat rishona mevi sipurim. The first tiglachat will be birds. V'chatat ha'of ve'olat behema. Shiniya mevi chatat ha'of ve'olat behema. Shilishit mevi chatat ha'of ve'olat behema. Revi'it mevi korban tahora. Don't be nervous. The Gemara is going to go back and explain each item on its own. Amart. We said in the Braita, Tiglachat Rishon, which is the first haircut, or maybe you should say Rishona, mevi. So we said what? Sipurim. Now what are the Sipurim? That's what the Metzorah brings. The birds of a Metzorah. Hatata ofer olat behema. That's the Nazir item. So the Gemara says, Mimman nafshach shapir kamaiti. No matter what he is, he's bringing the korbanot that are fit. The birds will work. Why? Di'i vaday mitzorahu velav tamehu. Option number one. He's definitely a mitzorah, and he was not tameh lamit. So then his mitzorah overrides the nizirut at that point over there, and he's ayav to bring korbanot as a mitzorah. Tzipurin chobato. So then Tzipurim are the chobah of a mitzorah. V'chatata off, and this chatata off that he's bringing, sefek, because he might be a nazir tameh. Let's say he's not a mitzorah. He might be a nazir tameh, and his nazir tameh has to bring many korbanot. But remember, we're not on daf yudchet, that even if he just brings the korban hatat, so then already he's okay. So we're following the opinion of Hakamim, that if a nazir that's tameh just brings even one hatat, and when he could start the tahara. So let him bring a korban hatat. It'll be a sefek. Now, obviously, you can't eat this korban hatat because he might not be a nazir tameh. So what do you do with it? Azda likbura. So you just bury it, because the rule is that if you have a sefek on a hatat, it goes the kibura, but you don't have an isu to bring it ala sefek ve'ola, and you bring a olat behema, which means even though there's no need for it for the sefek, and therefore havia nedava, the ola can serve as a nedava, which if he's not hayab, it's there's no need to bring it. Ul galeho, and at that point over there, he takes a haircut. Why does he take a haircut? Because it may be a mitzvah. And therefore, ul galeho besof. I don't know why it's bringing this giluach now. That's going to be in the next case. Oh, ul galeho besof shiva I efshar. That's the point, which means, and to shave after seven, because normally we say what? The second giluah of a mitzorah is 7 days later. In this case over here, we can't say this after because the dilma lav muhlatu, because maybe he's not a mitzorah. And if he's not a mitzorah, he might be a nazir that was tamer, and he has to wait 30 days in order to make the giluah. So therefore, that's v'rahmana amar, ta'ar lo ya'avur al rosho ad milot. Right? We know that he has to wait until he has hair to cut his nezirut. And therefore, if he's not a mitzorah, he's over on the gilua. Okay, so that's the first thing what he does after the first 30 days. Okay, now, v'ilav mitzorah vaday haveh. Now, let's go to the other side. Let's say he's not a mitzorah vaday. So he's a mitzorah misafik. Okay. Vihu tameh, but for sure he's a tameh for nazir. Let's go that side. So what are these korbanot going to accomplish? That is a vaday tameh met for nazir. Hatata of chobato. Beauty. Then the hatata of that he brought is his choba. We learned again in that yudchet. It's enough to bring one korban and to get him out of the woods for his tum'ah. Visipurin. Okay, anyway, what about the birds that he's bringing for the mitzurah? There's no problem of holin na'azara, because those birds are slaughtered outside. So therefore, no problem. Iberai kam mit abedin. Iberai, barra, outside, they are brought. Velo avecholin la azara. So you can bring them misafek. There's no damage done on the sipurim. The olat behema havya nedaba. And the olat behema, again, that will be a nedaba. Because again, the olat nedaba is in the sun that he's a nazir tahor. But if he's a tameh, so then no problem. Olat, we can always turn it into a nedava, so no harm on that side. Now, v'i lav mitzorahu v'lav tamehu. Now, if he's nothing, if he's not a mitzorah, and he's not a tameh, so basically he's a nazir, tahor. So then what are we going to do? Sipurin iberai kamet abedin. The birds, like we said, for the mitzorah, no damage done. They brought outside, no problem. Hatata of likbura. Hatata of that was brought, that cannot be misafek. Is put the kibura, no damage done on that. That's a halakha. And then olat behema, haber chobato. And the ola is going to be the chobaf is nezirut tehora. And that'll be enough for him to bring over here. Okay, now of course, he'll have to bring some other korbanot, but he'll bring the rest of the korbanot maybe at a later time. Korban nezirut tehora, olat behema, hatat behema, and ayil shlamim. However, the nazir over here only brings olat behema, because hatat behema you can't bring mesefek. Only problem is, why can't he bring a shilamim? Chavra shilamim he should be able to bring as well. You cannot bring it. She'en hatat banedava. Omnam yachol haya levi gam shilamim. So why doesn't the Gemara say shilamim? She'enu chayav behem yunedava. Ela shelo tzrichu hachemim la'asot ken. So tzrichu mesefek ela korban echad shematiro. So that's it. That wasn't so strict.
Because it's
sefek. Yeah, sefek. Just bring one korban, and we'll let you live. Okay. So now the Gemara asks, wait, the haba'e asham, which means wait. Besides the birds, Mesurani is an asham. So nowhere in this story over here are you settling the issue of the korban asham. And until he brings the asham, he's basically a mechusar kapara. And therefore, he's asut to eat kadashim. And nowhere over here did we say he's bringing a korban asham. So the Gemara says, and you can't, by the way, and you can't bring a korban asham because asham is not brought ala safek. So we got a big issue over here. The Gemara said, not according to the Bishimon. Rabbi Shimoni, the Amar Maiti Umatne. He can bring the Asham, and he makes a Tanai on the Asham as well, and he's okay. Which sounds like, if this is correct, what we're saying, that according to Hachamim, you can't. So it comes out according to Hachamim, this guy will never be able to eat Kadashim for the rest of his life. Because you can't bring the Asham. Because you can't bring an Asham on a Safek, and until he brings the Asham, he's Mechosar Kapara Misafek, and they will not be able to eat it. That's some of the Puskim want to say like that, that this only works this whole case, Aliba, that it'd be Shimon.
He'll be stuck forever? Is there a way out?
No. If you hold that, he's Mechosar Kapara.
Unless he becomes a Mesorah again.
And then I don't know how you become a Mesorah. You can't make it a Mesorah. If it happens. So he says, B'dechaora mashma mesugyatenu sheledat hachamim en lenaziz etakana sheleenu yachol avi asham atenai v'asham mitzura me'akebet et haorato v'ne yachol etahir v'keri data ra'avad ulam v'tosefta. Later on, or somewhere else, apa pi she'enu v'it ashamo, he's okay. Shedad hachamim en asham me'akev. So they have to hold the different item. Mm-hmm. So the Mishon that holds the asham is me'akev, you can deny it. Maiti umatne. But according to hachamim, asham is not me'akev. So the whole thing is not a starter. Okay. Anyway, now we solve basically, we're going very methodically over in this Gemara. We solve the first 30 days, what he has to do and how all these korbanot that he's going to bring alleviates the sifek, but we're clearly not out of the woods. Now we're going to discuss what he does after shaving number 2 and number 3. B'tiglachat shinia u'shnishit. After the second shaving and the third shaving, we said he just brings a hatata off. Hatata off is right to the bird, and he brings a olat behema. So sipurim lo tzarich. He doesn't have to bring sipurim because already he brought the sipurim the first time. Therefore, if he's a Mitzorah, they only bring Shippurim once. So he's covered on that. Deha Abid. He did it already. So therefore, Ma'ika. So what are you all concerned about? Dilma Vadai Mukhlatu. Well, if he's a Vadai Mukhlat, so then already he has to bring a Geli Korbanot after the second shaving. He's a second Teglahad, as we Korbanot. So therefore, Hada, he has to bring a Hatata off. Lesafek Sofro. Sofro is after he's a mukhlat, he counts 7 days, and then he cuts his hair again, and he has to bring a hatata off. So therefore, the hatata off will bring on the side that he is a mitzorah, and therefore this is the second hatat that he has to bring. Fine. And you can bring that on lesafek. And therefore, bottom line, at this point, he's done with his mitzorah. He bought his second hatat for the mitzorah. He bought birds originally, and now he's bringing a hatata off for the second mitzorah days. That's day 60, exactly. And therefore, he's technically, at this point, mutar to eat kadashim. Now, he also brings olat behema. Why? Because maybe, the nazir, exactly, maybe he's really not a mitzorah at all, and he was just a nazir that came in contact with tum'ah, and this is his nazir tahara, because it's day 60. So the first 30 already, he fixed his tum'ah, and now he's fixing the tahara through one korban, and we'll let him bring an ola, and then he's done. Now, vehada, let him bring a hatata off. Why is he bringing a hatata off on day 60? Lesafek tum'ato. Because let's say he's not a mitzorah. And let's say he just was a nazir that became tameh. So therefore, a nazir that becomes tameh, so he's going to have to bring a korban. Now, why is he going to have to bring a korban? It's already day 60. She says, mishum safek shemaya mitzorah v'gam tameh meh. It's the case where he's both. On the side that he's both, that he's a tameh mitzorah. So after day 60, he already will have to bring a hatata off to settle his tum'at met of nazir. So after the two, he solved his mitzorah. So therefore on the third shaving, he's going to be settling his tum'ah nazirut, which has to be a korban chavasari, korban nazir, tameh. Therefore, it brings hatata off, misafik. The tiglahat levi'it, and now we get to the fourth. Okay, so the fourth, let him just bring regular korbanot of tahara. Mevi korban, tahara, let him bring everything. A hatat, an ola, eshlamim, umatni. And let him make the following conditions on all these korbanot. What's the conditions? So the conditions are, de'i vadai nazir hu, So if he was definitely a Nazir and he was not a Mitzora and he was not a Tamemet, so he was done already. So then already, Ola Rishona Chova. The Ola that he brought after the first 30 days covered him. Because the Ola took him out of his... So anything that he's bringing now is just going to be a Nedava. Vizu Nedava. What's going to be a Nedava? What I guess Shlamim could be a Nedava. And the Ola for sure could be a Nedava. And the Hatat... So you have to say Hatat Behema. How do you bring a Hatat Behema as a Nedava? Well, we said he brings three Kurbanot. He brings Shelam, yeah, Hatat Olan Shlamim. So he says Hagemara Mekatzeret Ulam Tenai Ze Yesh Latot Gam Asher Teglachot. Okay, fine. Just saying it's a different Tenai. Okay, I don't know how he makes it in the Dava on the Behema of the Hatat. If you want to say that he's a Nazir, how beautiful, then he can bring it.
What do we mean earlier when we said the Kibura?
No, you don't bring it on the Mizbeah, you bury it. So that by Hatata off, you can do that. But not by Behema. That's Hatata off. That's what it's saying to do.
You mean the earlier chatat?
No, this one on right now.
So this is the everything before would be nedava because this would be his first time he's nazir tahor.
And if, let's say he's not.
What?
Let's say he's not a nazir tahor. Let's say it wasn't nazir tahor. So you would say with the ola.
In the first or second or third.
Cover the first ola. So then, what do you do with? And that's why this is a completion of that. Maybe that chatat is the completion of that ola. Because he has to bring three korbanot. So therefore, the Ola covered him. And the Hatat is also, he needs to bring Ola and Shlamim. Maybe that's the explanation. So now the Gemara says, V'im tameh mukhlatu. And if he's a tameh mukhlat, so therefore, basically, he needed three tiglahot. He needed two for the Metzora, which was covered over there to get out of Metzora.
In all his first maneuverings, he never brought the animal chatat and shelamim for the concluding sacrifice of, I guess, his...
Right, Nazir Tahor. So that's...
So he's making it up.
Yuri. So now, the Ola Rishona Nedava. Now, if he was a Mitzora, when the fourth shaving now, there's just all the options. If he was a Mitzora originally, so then already... So therefore, the first Ola that he brought cannot be will only be a Nedava, because he cannot satisfy the Nazir at that point over there. The Ola Rishona Nedava, Vezu, and this over is going to be his Chova. Beautiful. Veze She'al Korbano. The Gemara actually says it, Beferush. Veze She'al Korbano, and this is the remaining of his Korban Teora Memanafshach. If he started it after Teglat Nishonah, this is the remainder. And if he didn't, this is it now. Very, very, very clear. If he was not a Metzorah, and he just was a Nazir Tahor, after the first shaving, he cut his hair for the 30 days, brought a Korban Ola, he's done. He owes two more, so he brought it now. No problem. And if he was not a Nazir, he was a Metzorah, so you have Metzorah, and then you have Nazir Tameh, and now we start. All three are brought now for now. Everything's good. Okay, beauty. Now, the Beraita didn't think that this was enough for us, so the Beraita now is going to offer other examples of scenarios that happen and how you would negotiate to get out of them. Now, till now we discussed the case where he's a Safek Tameh Nazir and a Safek Mitzorah. That was the case we just discussed now. And we solved all the dilemmas. Now we get a different case. Tameh Safek Umuchlat Vadai. Okay. So he's definitely a Mitzorah. But he's Tameh Nazir Misafek. So how do you negotiate that? Ochil Bekadashim Lehar Shemona Yamin. So he'll be able to eat Kadashim after 8 days. Because once he's a Mukhlat Vadai, so the Nazirut is pushed off for a second, because he's allowed to shave. So therefore he shaves on day one, the first the time, because he has to shave twice. And then he does 7 days. And so what do you mean? How can he shave? Because Nazir a Mitzurah Muhlak can't shave during his Nazirut. So therefore, he shaves on the first day, and then he waits 7 more days, and he brings his korbanot and all. He goes to the mikveh, brings his korbanot, and on day 8, he's able to shave. Day 7, he shaves again, and then the 8th, already he can eat korbanot. So ochel bekadashim l'hashmona yamim. So since he's a vaday mitzurah, his, like was mentioned, his teglahat pushes away the nezirut, and he can shave already on day 1, and on day 7, he's megalei out the 2nd, and the next day, on the 8th day, he brings his korbanot, and therefore he can eat kadashim miyad. However, he's still a savek nazir tameh. So now, and he has no hair on his head, by the way. So therefore, now he's got to deal with the fact that he might be a nazir tameh. So the dinas over here is that even though they sprinkled on him day 3 and 7, so he's really not tameh, but he cannot really start the nazirut that day because the nazir tameh has to cut his hair first. He has to cut his hair, and he has no hair because he just cut it for the...
And he's to be mikadesh the hair when he starts the nazirut.
Bediyuk. So therefore, he's got to wait 30 days. So therefore, and he's got to wait 30 days because maybe he's a nazir tahor also, by the way. So regardless, he starts to wait 30 days just in order to settle some of the Zirut items over here. So let him count 30 days from the 8th day when he's finished over there. And therefore, he shaves on day 31, like we learned the regular Nazir, Dafav, Daf Tezayin, where we learned the regular Nazir that accepts 30 days of the Zirut, you shave on day 31, as we learned earlier. And therefore, Shotei Yayin Umetamedim, Shishim V'Shiv'ayamim. So basically, 67 days is going to be the process to get him out of the nizirut. Okay, so that's we understand that case over there, because basically, if he was a nazir tameh, so therefore, let's say nazir tameh. So basically, he waits 30 days till his hair grows back, and then he's gonna cut his hair, and once he cuts his hair, the nizirut is off, and he has no problem for eating or for whatever, for doing all the.
So that was done already.
Why doesn't he have to wait another 30? So he says, "Lefichach moneh shloshim yom min hayom hashemini, umegaleh b'yom shloshim ve'ehad," like we learned, "shu yom shloshim u'shmona mitchilat dato." Right, umone akshem mesavik oy shloshim yom. Exactly. He's counting 60. He's counting 30 twice. He's basically he's done 8, and then he counts another 30, and he counts another 30. Of course, he might be nazir tameh. So basically, he doesn't get out of his nazirut until 67 days. So that works out perfectly. The hadush in this case is that he can able to get rid of his mitzorah immediately.
Because
it's confirmed. Exactly. So if he doesn't have to wait.
He could shave on 7.
So he could shave on 7. He could start eating korbanot on 8. And then he starts counting from there 30 days. And then he counts another 30 days. And therefore, he'll be out of his nazirut. Now we get the case. On day 8 is his second mitzvah.
Mitzvah's over.
Right. 1 and 8. And then he does 30 for nazir tameh, safek, and then nazir tahor. Okay, now we get to case number 2. Mukhlat safek mitameh vaday. That's a reverse case. So this case over here, he's a mukhlat safek. He's a safek mitzvah, but he's a vaday. Vaday became tameh lamet. Okay? So, ochel b'kadashim ha-shloshim v'shiv'a yamim. So he cannot eat kadashim until a minimum of 37 days. And the reason for that is, if he's definitely a mitzorah, no, he's definitely a nazir tamer, so therefore he has to wait, let's say, he waits 30 days. Why does he have to wait 30 days? Because he has to cut his hair after... When he's a nazir tameh, why can't he just cut his hair right away? So the deen is over here is shemehar she'enu muhlat vaday enu yachol legaleh letzarato miyad. He's not allowed to cut his hair right away for the mitzvah. She'en safek teglahat the mitzvah dechay isul giluah shel nazir. He's not going to push away the giluah of the nazir, even though he's a tameh Vadai. Ela mamtin shiv'a yamim lehitaher mitum'at met she'alav. Good. So let him wait 7 days. Right? So let him wait 7 days to get rid of the tum'ah met, because he's a tum'at met vadai. So he has to do 3 and 7. They sprinkle on him 3 and 7. U'bayom ha'shemini megalaya. So basically on day 8, he can megalaya me'manafshach. Why? I mitzora ikenazitameh. Right? On day 8, for sure he can take a haircut. He's definitely an azitameh. So for sure, no problem. Right. And if he's a mitzora, so that's his first cutting of a mitzora as well.
So that cutting could cover his tiglachat for nazir tum'ah.
Right, me'manafshach. It's not covering both. It's one of the two.
No, it could be both, no?
It could be both. It could be both. He's badai tamemet, and he's a safek mitzora. Yeah. You could
cover both with one.
At this point, that's what the Gemara is saying, yes. Okay. And let's just speak it out. Because he's Tameh, so he can't do anything until he gets the Tumah off. Mm-hmm. So therefore, let him do 3 and 7. Okay, 3 and 7, now what? Am I Nazir? I'm Nazir Tameh. Nazir Tameh, I can cut his hair at that point over there. And what about Mesorah? Okay, Safek Mesorah, he can cut his hair as well. Either way. Now, and what does he do? Umevi hatata of shel Nazir Tameh. Let him bring hatata off, because the Nazir Tameh has to bring hatata off. Vegam sipurim. Let him bring sipurim just in case he's a metzora. Now, he cannot shave the second metzora after 7 days. Shema eno metzora. Because maybe he's not a metzora, but then Nazir asu legaleach. Nazir, he's starting his nizirut again. So he's starting his nizirut over again. So he has to wait at least 30 days in order to get hair. That's which is the end of 37 days from the beginning of his process.
And that shaving will cover his sada, his
right.
Mesorah.
Either the second one is shaving midin mitzorah, or he's shaving midin nazir tahor. And that's it.
And if it's both.
And therefore, what umevi lemachorat, the next day bring olat behema. Olat behema will be for the nazir tahor. You can bring a safek. You can bring a nedava on that, and then the hatata off. He can bring for his sara'at. That's also brought, no problem. But zei yatzam meklat safek mesorah mutab kodashim v'nimsas shochem bekodashim l'hashloshim b'shivaa yamim, which is on day 38. Ve'adayin lo yatzam meklat safek nezirut. Now he's not done safek nezirut, because if that second cutting is mitzorah, so therefore he still has to...
So it doesn't cover both.
Right. It'll cover both, I mean, to get him out of... to eat kadashim. That's the point we said. Okay. But it's not going to cover the nizirut, because if he's a mitzorah, you can't count nizirut by mitzorah. So therefore, shimachinu mitzorah lo alu lo shtei tegla nizirut. V'zikul od shtei teglachot. Tegla tum'av, tegla ta'ara. Basically, he needs... So those two basically were for mitzorah. Now he needs two more for the tum'ah of nizirut. Interesting why this opinion holds. All you need is 7 days. Because remember, we learned on according to the shita of Rabbi Eliezer, exactly that said a nazir, it's enough for him to do unlimited. All you need is 7 days. Remember, we said you need 7 days of growth.
All right, that was
machloket.
Right?
That was machloket. So according to me, the answer we said, as long as you have 7 days of growth, you're considered okay. So therefore, this opinion will be following that, and therefore we'll say, let him say he did the mitzvah after 7. Let's say it's mitzvah because we don't know. Then let him do 7 days. So now he has growth of 7. Until day 44, kedesh shiachol legaleach shuv, because he has a little growth. And now 30 days. So, and they were basically, when does he get out of his the woods for the Zirut? So basically it's a 74-day process.
Okay.
Now we get to another case. Tameh vadai muhlat vadai. Okay, that's the worst case. He's a tameh vadai and he's a muhlat vadai. Ochel bekadashim nahar shemona yamim. Because he's definitely a mukhlat. So therefore, he could cut his hair right away. Nazir is suspended. And he can eat kadashim right away on day 8. And then what is he going to do? He took his two haircuts already. And now he has to start the tum'ah, so he's going to have to wait 7 days in order to do that. Then he'll have to wait another 30 days. So what's 37 and 8? What's the magic number going to be? U'mishoteh u'mitameh le'mitim arba'im v'arba'a yamim.
37
and 8? I thought it was 45. 30, 45. Which it's 44, the 45 he's out. Okay. Exactly. It's exactly like that. It is that. 4 day, 4 days. We count 44 days and the next day he's okay. Okay, now we get to some questions that the students of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai asked them. Some nice, tricky questions. Shalut Tamidav et Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai. Nazir Tahor. Okay, so you have a Nazir Tahor, but he's a Metzorah. Maushi Galeya Tiglahat Ahat, Ve'ole Lo Lekan Ulekan. Which was the question we really talked about before. Can one haircut cover both? The case is talking about he became a Metzorah Mukhlat on the last day of his Nazirut. So on the last day of his Nazirut, where he already has to cut his hair for Nazirut, on that day he became a Metzorah Mukhlat. The rabbi told him you're a Metzorah, which he really needs the first haircut now for Tzara'at. So can he cut his hair once and it'll cover his end of his Nazirut and the first one of his Metzorah? Because these are basically he has two that hit the same time. So that's what the answer should be. So he told them back, Amar lehem eno megaleya. No, you can't. So they told him, meaning for both. Doesn't count for both. Which means you need two separate giluchim. So the Gemara says, Amru lo lama. That's a good question. Why not? So he says, Amar lehen. Because the kabanot of the cuttings have to be the same. The kabana over here of the Nazir is to get the hair off. However, the kavana of the Metzorah, when he's cutting his hair, it's only to grow it back so he can cut it off again. So one is a cutting to get rid of the hair, and one is the cutting to grow the hair. It's a different kavana. And therefore, since it's a different kavana, you can't kill two birds with one stone. So he says, Ilu ze legadel veze legadel, if they were both legadel for growth, I agree with you. Ze le'avir, or both to get rid, I agree with you. You're saying good. The Nazir is what? To get rid of his hair. Because that's his mitzvah. And what's the purpose of the mitzvah? He's cutting because he has to grow his hair again for the second cutting. So therefore, different kavanah.
Why do you have to cut for the second cutting? If the whole purpose is legadel, let it keep being legadel.
No, the mitzvah has to cut his hair twice.
It's two shavings.
Yes, two shavings. So he's cutting it, I mean, not to grow it, get to cut it again. So that's called legadel. The mitzvah, the nazir, you're done. He's cutting his hair off, and he's cutting his hair off. There's no mitzvah to cut it again.
So that's cutting in order for it to grow another 8.
7 days, exactly. So therefore he says, you cannot be ole lekan, or lekan. Okay. So the Gemara says, fine, rabbi, the students accepted. Ve'lo ta'ale lo limei heluto. Heluto is the first cutting of the Metzorah. But the second cutting of the Metzorah is the same like the Nazir. It's in order to take it off. So therefore, Yemei Sefiro, which is the second one, V'ta'ale lo limei Sefiro. That let's say the 30th day of the Nazirut comes and coincides with the 8th day of the Tzara'at. So therefore, the question is, will we be able to kill two birds? Because it's the same Kavanah. Amar lahin, ilus. You're right. You got me on that one, which means they're both la'avir. Zeh la'avir and zeh la'avir. But it happens at different times. Why? Ilus zeh lifnei zirikat damim v'zeh lifnei zirikat damim yofim atim omrim. When do you take these two haircuts? If they were both done before the sprinkling of the korban, of the blood, very good. Ela mitzorah lifnei zirikat damim. This is gizrat ha'katuv zeh. The tiklachat of the seventh day of the Metzorah is before the bloods are sprinkled on the eighth day. V'ilu, but when it comes to Nazir, lahazir katamim. Pesukim. So basically, a different type of cutting. Meaning same kavanah, but different. We found another distinction. And not the same. One's before, one's after. Shelo ta'alelu limisir ato v'niziruto. He says, fine, you got me. I understand that a Nazir Tahor that's, you know, a guy that accepted upon himself a Nazir Tahor, and then he has Tzara'at, because Nazir Tahor is before Zirikat, is after Zirikat Tamim, and a Mitzura is before, I got you. He doesn't tell the rabbi. However, which means, let's say, a Teglat of a Nazir that became Tameh, because that is also before Zirikat Tamim. So they're the same.
And it's to get rid of it. It's also to get rid of the hair. They're both the same.
It's really not. The Nazir Tameh is the cut so it grows back. And the Nazir and the Mitzurah is in order to, well, if it's Bemisifiro, it's not. So the Mefarshi point that out, that the Chaura, if Sharaya Litaretz, Nazir Tameh Legadel, Chesarik Legadel, Hakak Se'aro, Vidu Tukam Mitzurah, Le'avir. The Gemara could have answered that. It's a simple Lefichach. So therefore, he's going to come along and say, a different answer. But in the Kharami, he could have knocked it out right away. So Amar Lehen, Ilu Zelifne Biat Mayim, Vezelifne Biat Mayim Yafetim Omrim. Which means if the shaving of the Metzoran, the shaving of the Nazir, was done both before he goes to the Mikveh, you're right. Ela Tameh Lahar Biat Mayim, the Tameh Nazir has to go to the Mikveh first, or Pesukim, and then cut his hair, and Metzoran Lifne Biat Mayim. So there was a distinction. Therefore, that's not going to work also. Amru lo. So the students say, Yafe amar shelo ta'ale lo lime soflo b'neziruto. Okay, that's the last shaving of the Metzorah. V'ta'ale lo lime cheluto v'tum'ato. But let it work for yime cheluto v'tum'ato. Deze legadel v'ze legadel. Which is you have a tameh and you have a halut. Both cuttings are in order to be legadel. So legadel and legadel should be okay. So he says, Amar lahen, Nazir tahor v'u metzora ze legadel v'ze la'avir. That's for sure not going to be good. V'nazir tameh v'u metzora lefne biyatmayim ze la'achar biyatmayim. And basically he's saying, the difference is going to be, is because it's going to be, one is before biyatmayim and one is la'achar biyatmayim. Even in this last case over here, which means, limechiluto v'tum'ato. It's the same deen. Even though it's both legadel, but one is going to be before biatmaim and one's going to be just like the case of nazir tameh and mitzora, just like nazir tameh mitzora. Right. So therefore, it's the same thing. This is the case of nazir tameh mitzora.
The second,
right now we're saying the second one. Same thing. Right. It's the same distinction. One's before biatmaim and one's
nachar biatmaim. Is also before biatmaim and like it is.
And the one after. Right. That's right. And Tani de Bihiya, he says it beferush. Zed if ne biatmaim, vezed ahar biatmaim, vezed if ne zirikatamim, vezed ahar zirikatamim. So basically, there are distinctions between teglahat mesurah and teglahat nazir, that's why you cannot be basically ole lekan ulekan. What should we do? All right, let's try to finish the pedic. Chitiglahat nega. Okay, so we learned that shaving during tzara'at overrides nezirut. Yes. That's a klal. Only when he's a vadai. But when he's a safek, obviously it's not going to be doche. Because if he's a safek mitzurah and a vadai nazir, the vadai nazir doesn't allow you to shave on a safek mitzurah. Okay. So now, we said over here, in this deen of the four haircuts. So the deen is, Ba'ir Rabbi Bar Hama, Hali Arbat Teklahayot Teka'amar. These four haircuts that we say the guy has to take. Mishum Mitzvah. Meaning, when we say a Nazir Tameh cuts his hair before he starts his process again, is that considered a mitzvah? Just like the Nazir of a Tahor, and just like the Teklaat of a Mitzvah, that's the biggest question. How do you look at a Nazir Tameh that takes his haircut? Or, Mishum Abure Se'ar Tum'ah. Or maybe no, you have to just get rid of the Tum'ah hair. The hair that grew. Right, it's not a Mitzvah. You just got to get rid of the hair that grew with Tum'ah and start the process again. So the Gemara says, Lamay Nafkamina, what do you care? Bottom line, you got to cut your hair off. Mitzvah, Shem Yehud, what's Nafkamina? Gemara says, Abure Ben Asha. Can you use Sam? Can you use a depilatory? I am a mishum mitzvah, La'amurei ben Asher, lo. You cannot. You have to do the ta'ar. Because whenever you have a mitzvah, you have to do the ta'ar. Biyaman mishim amurei se'ar, tum'ah. But if you're saying it just to get rid of the hair, afilu saben Asher nameh. Even if you take a depilatory, it should be permissible. Mai. Amaravat Hashema, umegaleh arba tiglahuyot. Three tiglahayot should be enough. Why do you use the word tiglahat? Tiglahat sounds like giluach. Giluach sounds like what a ta'ar. Giluach. If it was that, it should be three tiglahayot. So therefore, one of them for sure is because of safek tum'ah. Two of them are for metzora. One of them is for nazir tahor. And one of them is for maybe he's a nazir. Tameh. So that one you should say, one of the four
doesn't
should be at least enough to
be.
Exactly. So the Yabara comes along and says, Shma mina mishum mitzvah. Shma mina. Therefore, we have a proof that it must be for mitzvah. So the third one, which is really sefik mizinut tum'ah. The third one is the issue here. Because the first two we said is mitzorah. Third one is the one that's tum'ah. And the fourth one is tahara. So the third one it should say, in tzarik teglahat. Because it's teglahat. So therefore, even a shaving of a mitzorah, I'm sorry, of a nazir tameh is a mitzvah. Shema mina. Adran alach, shene nazirin.